Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. I'm back again with episode 179, despite my better judgment. www.gruntfreepress.com is the website that I pay good money each month to keep up for some reason. It's possibly the world's most expensive, redundant, and least used podcast hosting site or service. Speaking of which, if you're interested in interacting with the show you are listening to right now, why not try emailing podcast@gruntfreepress.com and see what happens? It can't hurt. I don't think it can hurt. Unless you somehow sprain your finger or break a nail or something typing that in. But, you know, most people use fucking touchscreen phones, so I don't know, whatever. I'm your host, Absolute Deicide. Nobody asked. I know. No, nobody ever asks. You guys all filled up with Christmas cheer? The kind of cheer when you celebrate a holiday that has some kind of religious meaning behind it. And, there's the obligatory controversies and debates around it every year, you know, because it's against the new religion, of the state. This song is offensive, and you can't say fucking Merry Christmas to anyone, even though everybody fucking does around me. I don't know, I hear national stories about, you can't say Merry Christmas, and I went to this store and they refused to say Merry Christmas here. So nobody gives a fuck, but it's a thing, I guess, in the national narrative anyway. I've heard the same, again, the same, like, faggoty fucking statist bullshit since I was in fucking, elementary school, and that was a long time ago. The entire month of December is filled with the same political nonsense that has been happening for the previous 11 months, so nothing changes there. Only people pretend this is different because of, God or something. I don't know, because fucking no, it's against God, or it's for, fucking religious. It's not a religious holiday. It's a tradition. It's blah, 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 whatever. Even though 90% of the fucking people making the controversy, I guarantee, haven't stepped inside of a church in like 20 years. It just boils down to the stress of buying people presents. If you do that, with me, it's been like, my fucking thing with Christmas has always been like, why the fuck are we doing this? I mean, you the whole like present giving thing, like, you buy something for me and then I buy something for you. And if it's a surprise, it's usually something fucking gay that neither of us want. So go surprise each other and fucking, oh, great. It's something I don't want. I'm never going to use or whatever. And yeah, then I'll give you something. You pretend that you like it and whatever. If you spend too much money, people get pissed. If you spend too little money, people get pissed. You know what I mean? So then somebody says that they don't want anything, and then it's like, all right, cool. You don't buy them anything, then they get pissed because they actually did want something, and it was like some kind of fucking stupid gay fucking test or whatever. I mean, the simple solution is that what I've done is just buy yourself something, like fucking around that time, and everybody shut the fuck up. Nobody wants to listen to fucking old, jolly old fucking Absolute Deicide as per usual. My routine is that I think about buying people shit, and then I remember that everyone's been a fucking cunt to me the entire year, so they can all suck my fucking dick as far as I'm concerned. Then I second guess myself, and then I'm like, I'll try to be positive for one day out of the year, just fucking give it, try to be nice to people for one of the days. And then right around the holidays is when people get extra fucking cunty anyway, so it's just like, yeah, dude, fuck it, fuck them. I don't know. It's the whole entire thing is gay. And speaking of extra cunty, let's start the show with some follow-ups to last week. Because, yeah, I was dealing with quite a few problems and gripes, which is nothing new, you know. That's not unusual for me, having problems, but I actually tried to do something about them this time with mixed results. So, yeah, first I was complaining about, you know, I was trying to play Smash Brothers on Switch. And I was having fucking controller issues with it, and I'm like, ah, this controls like shit. The signal to the stupid Joy-Cons where it was kept, like, cutting out, so I'd be going to hit a button and, like, fucking, like, oh, nothing's happening. Like, I don't know what the fuck. This is retarded. And, you know, the Joy-Cons in general are just fucking trash to play a game with. Well, you know, I was throwing my fucking Switch box out, you know, the box, the cardboard box the console came in. I don't know why I hold on to those fucking things for so long, but I usually do, which is fucking, like, I don't know. It's not like I'm a fucking, like, collector or anything, you know. It's like I have things that collect in my area, but it's not like I'm like fucking like, oh, I need like a fucking pristine inbox, like blah blah blah, whatever. So I always have a bunch of boxes, but whatever. So I go to fucking throw the Switch one out. I'm like, all right, I'm just sick of looking at this fucking stupid thing. And there was some plastic shit in there in the box. Plastic shit that, you know, when I got the system, I looked at it, I'm like, what the fuck is this shit? What is this plastic shit? Is what I asked myself. Anyway, I was like, one of the little doodads in there is like a wristband you're supposed to use when you use the Joy-Con. So whatever, I'm not a fucking child with ADD who's going to be flailing his hands around. So I was like, I'm not using these fucking things. You know what I mean? I'm not going to be waving. If I have to use like motion controls, this thing, I'm not going to be like going nuts, like fucking, you know, swinging my fucking arms around and shit. But yeah, the other piece of plastic shit was, it's like a holster for the controllers for, you know, it's just like a shell or whatever. It's like a fucking, just, you know, you pop the two Joy-Cons in there, the left and the right, and just kind of holds them in place. For anyone who's not aware, I mean, the Joy-Cons are like two separate controllers you hold in your hands, like cocks, like dicks, like you're holding two dicks in your hand. I think I went over it when I got the Switch, but it's pretty much what it is. But yeah, I mean, you pop them in that little shell or whatever, the you know, solid plastic piece. It's almost like you have a normal controller. I mean, still a fairly shitty one, but at least it's a fucking solid, you know, it's solid, you know what I mean? And, I was like, that's kind of, it's like, whatever, dude, I can hold two things, you know, I can hold two dicks in my hands. I'm fucking used to that. But, as stupid as that seems, like putting the two things, the two Joy-Cons in the plastic piece, it actually does help, whatever. I mean, even like, it's like, all right, again, it just feels like, oh, it just feels better. Like it feels like a normal fucking controller, and the disconnects I was having, seems like they're more or less fixed or better, at least, that I didn't really notice it. I mean, I think like the part of the issue might have been I was crossing the two of them, you know, like crossing my hands, like, so the left and the right were on opposite ends or whatever, or getting in front of each other or behind each other. And, cause again, I don't flail my arms around, but I'm constantly, when I'm playing games, moving and smoking butts, fucking drinking coffee and like whatever. So, I'm all over the place, fucking coffee, cigarettes, fucking water. Put them down and put the controllers down to take a piss or fucking get up and stretch and shit. I'm like, I relax my arms, my fucking knees when I'm playing, fucking laying back and shit. So, yeah, I'm not planted perfectly at a fucking, you know, direct line of sight, like, you know, perfect angle to the system, like a robot, you know, like a robot or a Japanese child, which pretty much behave the same way. So, yeah, I mean, once I took advantage of the plastic shit, it's like, all right, now this game's at least fucking playable, you know. There's still a lot of fucking random nonsense in the actual game, but I mean, it's like, yeah, it's the controlling the fucking characters seem at least consistent, where it's fucking like, what does B do? Oh, I don't know, nothing now, because I fucking hit it and nothing happened. But, you know, the random bullshit is just, kind of the game. It's just fucking Smash Brothers, I think. We just fucking hit two different buttons in combination with different directions, and things happen, and sometimes you fucking randomly lose, and sometimes you randomly win. Yeah, like that stupid fucking Luigi battle I was stuck on last week that I was talking about, where he starts with a fucking hammer and then coming at you like the fucking Donkey Kong hammer. It was just a fucking bitch to avoid him, where he's kind of have to wait him out till the hammer runs out, and then fucking you fight him, and that was a bitch to do. And then I try it for like the 100th time, and he just fucking runs off the edge of the stage and fucking in like 2 seconds, and, you know, like chasing me, right, runs towards me, falls off the edge of the stage and dies, and that's it. You know, victory. It's like, okay. I guess so, sure. I'll take it, I guess. I don't have to fucking play that again, but okay. The other issue was our little Red Dead Revolver problem. Our Red Dead Revolver Ocelot problem. I fucking get it. I was waiting for after, you know, I was playing Red Dead 2 or whatever. Then I'm like, dude, I want to play fucking the first Red Dead Redemption. Like, I want to go back, play Red Dead Revolver. I'm waiting for the fucking order the game on PS2. I'm waiting for it, finally get it. And like, you know, the input lag on the actual PS2 was, it's like, you know, it's too much for like a straight up action shooter. And it made it pretty much like impossible to play once the game, like at first, like, you know, the intro and shit, like when the game's like real easy, it was fine. I'm like, oh, I'm just fucking shooting, like, you know, one guy at a time. They're just kind of like sitting there, and I can finagle my way around it. But yeah, once the game get even like semi difficult, it was almost impossible. And I tried a few things to fix it. I mean, I'm like fucking on my setup, like, I'll turn off G-Sync for the monitor, and maybe that has something to do with it. I mean, honestly, I don't know if that has anything to do with fucking, you know, I'm switching inputs. I don't know, fucking, I don't think the fucking G-Sync even works. And like, you know, the HDMI that's not connected to the computer, I don't think there's anything to do with anything. I tried to like futz around with some settings on the monitor, but doing that, like trying to switch that shit, such a bitch. On the monitor that I have, it's just like a little fucking clit nub that you have to play with, where, you know, pressing down is back sometimes, like it backs out of the menu, and sometimes up is a selection in the menus, but sometimes it controls like the monitor volume when you press up and shit, and it's just fucking ridiculous. And unlike a lot of TVs that I've had before, you know, or monitors where it's like fucking, you know, I'm like always in the settings, like, I try to make it look better and adjust it. It's just like this monitor, like the default factory settings are as fucking good as I'm gonna get it. Like, you know, I did that when I first got it, like fucking around with all the settings, and then I'm like, everything I move like makes it look worse. So it's like I'm making it look worse to make the PS2 look better or whatever. And I don't know, nothing really helped with that by doing that. So I looked into emulating the fucking thing, which was actually surprisingly straightforward. I had never tried to emulate a PS2 game before. I had no problem finding the ROM, like the fucking Red Dead ROM. I just fucking just kind of searched Red Dead Revolver ROM, and fucking it's like, oh, there it is. Like, you know what I mean? It's fucking, it wasn't like, you know, Nintendo being all gay and shit. It's like fucking like, oh no, I found it. And again, it's kind of a legitimate fucking reason of I own the game, but now it's just kind of unplayable because of my, you know what I mean? So whatever, not that I fucking care, but, and even like, I'm like, all right, so what, I never like did like a PS2 emulator either. So I'm like, God, what is this all the bullshit I have to go through to make this thing work? But even that was, pretty easy. I mean, very, very little fuss there. And yeah, it all seemed to be going well and good. I mean, the controls felt, much more responsive. Again, I'm playing with a fucking Xbox controller and shit, and I'm like, all right, it seems good. I mean, it's not fucking like a new game, you know what I mean? It's not like dead on, but I'm like, fucking, like, all right, it seems much, a lot better than the shit I was dealing with on the fucking PlayStation 2, you know? Graphically, though, I thought, like, fucking, like, oh, I had a lot of, like, the art of, you know, like, the fucking, not artifacting, but the aliasing and, like, fucking, like, God, it just looks fucking, like, blurry and shit on the PS2. I'm like, God, that must be my monitor. But then I'm, like, emulating it. So it's like, there's no reason why it wouldn't look like it would look, like, ideally on a, you know what I mean? On a fucking good monitor. And, like, fucking, like, it still looks pretty blurry and shitty. Like, I could barely make out anything more than, like, 10 feet away from me. So I think that's just how the game is, you know? I don't really remember that being a problem when I first played it. I remember being like, fucking, all these graphics are fucking blurry. But again, that was a fucking long time ago. And I played it on the original Xbox too. So maybe the difference was that big between the two systems, you know? Or maybe it's just fucking nostalgia glasses. I don't know. Fucking like, oh, I remember this game looking pretty good. Like, no, it looks pretty rough, you know? And fucking, I seem like a lot of PS2 games still look pretty good and shit. You know what I mean? It's fucking this in particular. Just, it looks pretty rough. So maybe it's just fucking kind of one of those deals where it meant to be played on Xbox. Like, it was developed for Xbox first or some shit. They took advantage of the hardware that much that looks a lot better. I don't know. Or maybe the Xbox One still looks like shit if I tried it. I don't know. I replayed the first few levels of Red Dead in the fucking emulator. I'm like, fucking, like, oh, this is great, though. You know what I mean? Again, besides the, it still kind of looks like garbage. It fucking, like, you know, it's as perfect as I'm probably going to get it. I mean, it's playable. I have control of the fucking crosshairs anyway, it feels like, which is important. And then I get a little bit further in. I'm like, fucking, like, I started having some major fucking slowdown issues in the game. I could deal with some stuttering every now and then, but this is just fucking, like, looked like it was, like, unintentional Max Payne bullet time. You know what I mean? Like that would just, it would go on for, like, 2 minutes, and then it would slowing down, like, fucking, you know, fucking like quarter speed of what it should have been, then it would speed back up. So again, it was just all over the place as far as like the frame rate went. So it was like, fuck, it was almost as bad as the input lag I was having originally with the fucking real PlayStation. This is fucking unplayable. So now I'm looking in the emulator, I'm looking at all the options that it has, which is kind of overwhelming, you know. It's like different fucking, these different cores and plugins and fucking internal resolution this and fucking, oh, do you want to enable speed hack that? And I fiddle around with that for a bit, but whatever. I mean, nothing seemed to help with the fucking slowdown, you know. And I'm like, fucking, I'm like reading the documentation from the site I downloaded the emulator from. It just says, like, you know, if you're experiencing like slowdown issues and blah, blah, blah. It's like, well, you know, it used to be a problem, but now with modern computers, you should never, you know, shouldn't have an issue running fucking PS2 games. And, that's correct. I mean, you shouldn't, but here we are. I'm just fucking like, dude, what the fuck, dude? This is ridiculous. So, kind of at an impasse there with Red Dead. I mean, I did manage to play a good chunk of the game anyway. And I have kind of like mixed feelings about it, you know. It's, you know, it's just the stupid, mindless cowboy action can be fun, and it's actually astonishing how some of like Revolver carried through like the entire series, like up to fucking Redemption 2. I mean, there's like an inordinate amount of fucking people in the game that you talk to for no reason, and you know, a town you can just walk through and you know, going to different stores and picking up different missions and go to the shops. And there's a catalog that you open with almost like identical font to like fucking like Red Dead Redemption 2. You know, it's like the fucking the font and the pictures and shit all look the same. Even like some of the objects, like random objects in the game. I know it's just kind of you know, just kind of like the cliche fucking Wild West set dressing that they're just throwing in there in the game. You know, just drawing from fucking old movies and shit. But I swear, I'm like fucking like, dude, like the hitching post for the horses, like the horses and shit that are outside in the town. It's like, it looks like just like they have the fucking hitching post for the horse and fucking Redemption too. But, yeah, I mean, fucking whatever. Revolver, Red Dead Revolver. It's like, I gave it a shot, but I don't know. It's like, I might have to fucking hang up the dusty cowboy boots on that one. Like, it's just a lot of fucking hassle and fucking like the game is like, ah, it's good, but it's not as fun as I remember it. You know, it's fun, but it's just fucking like, if this was like working like fine, you know, if it wasn't like slowing down the emulator, it didn't fucking, it was just like the normal game, you know, it'd probably be all right, but whatever. And unrelated to anything really. I upgraded the Grunt Free Press offices. You know, we finally took some of the PayPal money you guys have been throwing and, you know, donating my way, at gruntfreepress.com, the bottom of the page there, little donate button. You guys have been so generous about it. Well, I'm going to take some of these profits. I'm going to, you know, actually put it into the operation we get going. So, yeah, I bought some furniture here and, of course, by offices, I mean the tiny little room that I have everything that I own in, like, fucking prison cell size room. But, the one that I live in, and by upgraded, I mean, I have a new bed that I bought, which I mean, it actually is, business related because it does also act as my desk and my gaming chair and my recording studio. Yeah, so I upgraded from a twin size bed to a big boy full size bed, which means I don't have to fear falling to my death every night when I'm sleeping. So that's good. Anyway, it also means because my room is so small, it literally takes up like half of the fucking room. So it's cozy in here, nice and cozy, we'll say. Not a lot of walking space, but. So I don't know if that's affecting the acoustics, maybe. Is that why I brought it up or whatever? Cause I'm like fucking, like a foot lower to the ground right now with the fucking, the mic's all down and feels a little weird, but it's nice and comfy. I will say that nice foamy fucking bed, which I'm sure will be disgusting and soaked in like coffee and marinara sauce before too long. So anyway, so a small update on BattleTech, which would be our Grunt Free Press Game of the Year 2018. If we did, get Game of the Year or any type of game awards, but we do not. So yeah, BattleTech got its first major content update, and they added something called Flashpoints. And I read the description of what that meant, and it's like, oh, you know, it's fucking, I bought, like, the season pass and shit, and it's fucking like, oh, you know, this whatever date, it's like, oh, we're adding flashpoints. I'm like, all right, check that out, and I'm reading the description, and I couldn't figure it out. I'll just fucking play it. I'll play the game and figure out what the fuck these flashpoints are. It's basically another mode separate from the campaign, but it's really not that different from the campaign, from what I can tell. I mean, it seems like it's just the same thing as the campaign, just minus the story missions, which that's kind of a good thing, I guess, I want to replay the game, but I don't want to fucking sit through the fucking story bullshit. I just want to fucking do the battles, like that type of thing. Just go, you know what I mean? Just fucking do your thing. If you're replaying it like I am, you know, you don't want to fucking skip through dialogue and that bullshit. You just hop right in, fucking accept some contracts and do missions. Not very. I mean, they don't seem to be very different at all from like the random missions that you'd be playing in the campaign. But so I don't know. It's like oh, cool, flashpoints. But it's like, dude, if I was doing the campaign, I'm pretty sure you can just kind of play those missions, like the random missions, endlessly afterwards, and you know, you're all fucking built up, you have cool fucking, you know, top of the line fucking robots, and you're fighting other like more difficult, you know, battles and shit. So I don't know, I might be missing something there with the flashpoints, you know, like with that fucking new mode. Maybe if I played more, I would see more how different it is or what's going on there. But the few that I played, I'm just like fucking like, oh yeah, like that's just, it just seems like the random fucking campaign missions. But I think maybe you have to go into like the world map or the galaxy map or whatever, and I don't know, there's like the special missions called flashpoints. I don't know, I mean, I never didn't really get that far. I just played a couple missions, I'm like, this seems like really familiar. But yeah, I'm playing the campaign too. I never used the fucking map at all when I played through. So just because the way that's set up, it just kind of like automatically shuffled you, like fucking moved you towards like different areas in the map, you know, as the fucking, as where you needed to go for the story purposes anyway. But yeah, I mean, here it looks like there's like an emphasis on maybe like siding with like different factions and like traveling around to like where the best contracts are and all that. Again, I never really fucked with that, so I don't know. It's just from the little bit that I played, I'm like, this just seems like very bare bones Battletech, which is fine. I mean, just the combat and the fucking the mech building and the money management and the ship upgrades and all that. So pretty much like just the good stuff. But again, you know, the problem with that is, it's fucking like, you know, I put like over 100 hours into the campaign, and it's like fucking, you know, I had all my shit built up. I had fucking like good pilots, some of the best mechs. Again, you're like fighting like all like the high level enemies and shit. And then you're going back, I'm like, oh, cool, new mode. And then to start from scratch with fucking the mechs that crumble in a few shots, and you know, the pilots that you have can't fucking hit shit that's like fucking like 10 feet away from them. It's just fucking like, yeah, it's a little bit rough, you know. It's obviously you'll build it up over time or whatever, but it's like, man, starting over again. Like, I'm not gonna lie, you know what I mean? It's like I'll probably keep plugging away at it. Again, it's fun. The battles, you know, the combat's still awesome. I still love the fucking game, but it is an investment to get going, you know. And I also already have a fucking another fucking massive nerdy fucking game that is overwhelmingly fucking complex and will probably take up like hundreds of hours of my fucking life that I've got going. But we'll get to that one later, because I really want to let that one stew for as long as possible, you know what I mean? It's fucking like, man, I'm just fucking, again, game I was sucked into for most of the week. But I also dabbled in some stupider arcadier games too. They're not as deep, obviously. I mean, the first one is considered a classic by many, but that I never played it because it looked pretty gay, and the type of people who were calling it like a classic would call it one of the best games ever made. Oh, it's so fucking like whimsical and blah blah blah, like all those people who are all about it. We're the type of people that fucking own like multiple cans of mustache wax and fucking skinny jeans and shit. So Katamari Damacy, if I'm saying that right. Again, I've heard it a million times, but I'm pretty sure that's how you say it. Calamari Damari and Greg. So yeah, again, I don't know if I'm fucking pronouncing it correctly, but just go with it. Yeah, it's the game where you roll a ball around and you're collecting junk, and you know, you're starting off, you can pick up like the smallest objects in the fucking in the level, like fucking like paper clips and like thumbtacks and shit. And until you get bigger, and eventually you can roll up like cats and dogs and like people and shit. Yeah, it's an incredibly fucking simple game. I mean, there really isn't much more to it than what I just described, of like you're just rolling around a ball, fucking picking up bigger and bigger objects. So it's basically fucking feeding frenzy, or one of those, you know, whatever, you know, any one of those games where you fucking work your way up from like small to big or whatever, you know. Only it's in 3D, you know what I mean? And there's not much fucking danger, I don't think. You know, there's not much challenge to it. There's not much danger that you're going to lose the fucking game. You know, it's not like fucking like, oh, you know, a fucking like shark or whatever and Feeding Frenzy, a bigger shark came and fucking like ate me and, oh, it's game over. You lose a life or whatever. It's just like, oh, no, I fucking, something bigger hit me and it just kind of, some stuff will fall off of your fucking ball, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, some shit get knocked off and I can just kind of go and just roll it up again or whatever and like get it back in the ball and just keep going. You are on a time limit in each level, so it's like fucking, it's like, I know that's gonna set you back a little bit when you're losing shit, but the time limits are usually generous enough that you're gonna pass your goal pretty easily, and then it's fucking like, oh well, you can just keep going for the remainder of the, you know, the fucking 5 minutes you have left, or just for the fuck of it, just roll around and shit and just like pick up bigger things, so whatever, you know. Sure, why not. So let's take a break, dude, because why not?
Let's go.
All right, welcome back. Yeah, we're talking about catamaran fucking supremacy, whatever. Katamari Damacy, whatever. The game with all the fucking Japanese fucking weirdness that it has going for. You know, that's what sets it apart, really, from just being this super simple fucking roll the ball around game. Get small objects to get bigger objects type of thing. So the characters that are in the game, again, even me not playing the game at all until last week, I hadn't fucking touched it. So guy, I know what those fucking people are, you know, the little fucking pill-headed alien guy, the main character or whatever that pushes the ball around. I don't know what the fuck his name is, but I'm like, I've seen him all over the place. Yeah, it's fucking like whatever gaming sites are just fucking like, oh, here's whatever stupid shit people use them as like avatars or whatever, or the king of the cosmos, like whatever that other guy. They both kind of look like distant cousins of Tingle from The Legend of Zelda. You know, they're both a little fruity, and they go wacky with the story too. You know, where the stars have all disappeared from the sky, so you're rolling up balls of junk to replace them. And yeah, then after you finish each level, the king vomits out a rainbow to beam you back up to your home planet. So yeah, I mean, it's that kind of quirk, you know, it's fucking just bright and blocky graphics and random humor. It's Adult Swim stuff. I mean, if I don't even know if fucking Adult Swim is still around anymore, or anybody gets that fucking reference. I haven't watched fucking cable TV in a decade. I have no fucking idea. So, Katamari Damacy. It also does not control very well, I don't think. I mean, for such a simple fucking game, I mean, there really should be no problem there, you would expect. I mean, all you're doing is rolling the fucking ball around. Yeah, that's it. And it's not like, again, it's not like fucking like, oh, it's some early 3D game where they didn't have fucking like analog. It's like, no, they had it was a PlayStation 2 game, I think, right? I mean, they were fucking dual analog sticks, you know. They do teach you how to fucking control it in the tutorial, like how to use the sticks and shit. And playing through that, I'm like, dude, this just fucking, it makes no sense. I mean, you press both of them left to go left and both of them right to go right. And it's like, all right, I don't know why I'm using two sticks, but okay, whatever. But then it's like, oh, to turn, you have to press one of them up and one of them down or something, and then you press both of them in like opposite directions to fucking do like a quick turn where you jump to the other side of the ball and shit. And just like, I'm like, this seems really fucking weird. And then like in practice, it just doesn't, I don't know, I never felt like I ever had fucking control of what the fuck I'm doing. You know, it's fucking like, I don't know, I think I'm doing what I'm fucking supposed to be doing, and it's kind of working. Is the ball's moving somehow, and I can kind of get it in like a general direction. I read somebody like trying to like justify. I was actually looking at like the Steam discussions of like, you know, is something like, what am I, or just like, how the fuck do I give, like, what's like a, give me like a simple breakdown of what the fuck I'm doing here to control this thing. And I found like some thread or whatever, and someone was trying to justify it, like fucking like, oh dude, it makes perfect sense, you know, like the left stick is like your left hand and then the right stick is your right hand. And it's like, dude, what the, it's like, whoa, why not just fucking make one stick control the fucking ball and then one stick controls the camera and that's it, you know? But like, it's like, dude, this would be like a great like trackball game, like the arcade, you know, that'd be cool, like, you know, like a Marble Madness type thing. That'd be pretty neat. But the way it's set up seems like it's like an early example of one of those like lol fucking, oh, doesn't this game have fucking bad controls, like that type of fucking thing, like, you know, like Surgeon Simulator or that type of shit. Only like fucking like playing this is like, again, it's just like the Katamari is like so simple, it's like it really isn't like the gameplay is not really all that wacky, really. You just, again, you're just fucking like rolling a ball. It's not like fucking like like goofy shit's happening, you know you're fucking up a surgery or whatever, Goat Simulator. It's like, no, it's pretty it's a game. You know what I mean? It's fucking just like it's a simple fucking game. Again, it's okay. It's pretty fun, but the control is kind of just sucks, I think. Truth be told, I mean, as I was doing that tutorial, which I went through twice, like the control tutorial at the beginning, I was kind of pissed off both times. So maybe that has something to do with it. If you're ready for the PC technical bullshit complaints, because here they come. I mean, this is a fucking remaster of a fucking PS2 game again. So it's one of those deals where it's like, dude, I don't know why there's really, really any issues. Again, it's fucking like, you know. So, yeah, I mean, the first time the game launches, first time you boot it up, it's in a tiny little window. And it's like, yeah, you know, some games do that, I guess, for whatever, I don't know why they decided to do that, but it's fucking like, I don't know, just fucking launch it, and here's like the smallest window we can possibly get where you can fucking see anything, so, but, I mean, you usually, at the very least, you can just fucking like, oh, it's just, you know, launching a window, whatever, I can fucking like maximize it and just play it, and then it's like, I don't know, when I get to the, figure out how to get into the game options, I can hopefully make it full screen or not, I mean, they're not the deal with the fucking white bar at the top of the screen, but no big deal, you know, but, not so here. I mean, it's fucking just like, oh, the game launched in the window, and then I don't think you can even like resize that window at all. It's just fucking like, I guess I just have to play the game in this tiny little fucking box until I can get to the options. And then it's like, all right, game start. As soon as you press the start button to start the game, it just drops you straight into the game. You know, it was like directly into that control tutorial, you know, it's like no option screen, no nothing. So I'm learning the controls and fucking looking at this tiny box, and yeah, I just want to get through it as fast as possible so I can make the fucking game full screen and shit. And it's fucking, you know, that tutorial is just going fucking on and on. Then I think they're going to throw you into it's like, oh, I fucking got through the tutorial, and then fucking like, oh, now they throw you into this fucking, into like a practice stage right afterwards, and it's fucking like, then it's like, oh, here's like the quirky story, and then fucking, and then it's like, all right, am I at the menu now? Like, I'm on this fucking like planet, so, you know, it's like your home planet they throw you into, when it's just like, you know, a sphere you're walking around, and it's like, I'm like, oh, here's like a house and a tree, and then like a record player and shit. It's like, dude, I don't know, like, what the fuck, dude, I just want to get the shit full screen. I was like, I want to fucking like just get into like a regular fucking option menu, but there really is no regular option. It's like there's options there. It's like, oh, you have to walk around, or there's a fucking stupid little Katamari, whatever the fuck, you know. I just want the damn fucking options menu. So I finally found it wherever the fuck it is, like in like the house or something, and then of course it's like, oh, now I have to fucking restart the game from the beginning, because it's like, well, like I was trying to set it up so I could start like streaming it or whatever, stream the fucking thing. So I restart it, and it's, you know, back to the tutorial, same fucking story bullshit I have to fucking sit through, and I'm sitting, you know, A, skip. I'm like, dude, I just really want to fucking just like play and shit, and that shit is just so obnoxious. I mean, just do not do that with PC games, god damn it. Again, it's like, all right, well, it is a fucking console port, I guess, I get it, but if you're just like, oh, we wanted to make it just straight, like a straight console port, fine, you know what I mean, where you're not going to even be able to fuck with settings, like I'd even be okay with that, but just have like a pop-up come up before the game starts, or so it's like, oh, do you want a full screen, or just like the basic things, you know, shit like that, or, you know, or add like a start menu at the very beginning, you know what I mean. It's just like, dude, you try to be cute like that, it's, oh, we're just gonna throw you into the game. It's like, dude, fucking gee, you know, it just has like the opposite effect of like, well, now I'm just gonna have to fucking be like miserable through this entire fucking like opening until I can get to a menu. And I don't know. And then it's fucking, it's now have to fucking replay it again, and then fucking like hate it then too. So, yeah, I'll keep hammering that fucking point home until people start listening. Of be making a PC game, put the options like right at the beginning. You know what I mean? So whatever. I think the game's okay. I mean, it's charming. I'll give it that. As a game, I mean, again, it's so simple, and I'm a little bit underwhelmed by it, especially weighing the amount of, like, fandom it has versus, like, what it actually is. And I'm sure some of that has to do with fucking time and place, you know what I mean? It's probably more impressive and was more, like, original 10 years ago or whatever when it originally released. And now, like, playing it now, I mean, I could see it being, like, an indie game that would come out on like Steam, and you'd read like one random article about it, and so maybe some fucking hipster journalist would try to champion it for a week of like, oh, check out this wacky fucking indie game. And then I haven't even fucking really seen like a push for indie games. I think that's pretty funny too. I remember the big oh, indie games, dude, everyone's good, it's all about indie games now. And then until it's not, it's like, oh, well, you know, again, I had been saying that forever, just fucking like, well, you guys are just saying that because, you know, when this fucking newest console generation started, the games were fucking pretty garbage for like a couple of years. There's really nothing coming out. So you're just like, no, dude, it's fucking, that's it. Just everybody likes indie games. Not really. I mean, but yeah, until fucking like, you know, Red Dead comes out, or like God of War, you know, and he's like, oh no, those games were pretty shit, you know. Again, nothing against them. I'm not like fucking like anti that, you know. Again, I'll play fucking anything. It was just fucking like, dude, like the amount of passion people had of like, dude, I just hate fucking big budget games, dude. It's fucking whatever. So yeah, anyway, it's fine. The game's fine. I just wish it controlled a little bit better. So at the very least, it wasn't like frustrating to play, and you could just, you know, just enjoy the simplicity of the game with this like a simple control scheme if I'm just playing with a stick or whatever, you know, and I have one stick and whatever. Again, time and place. I mean, I get a couple hours in. I'll probably try to finish it at some point, I guess. But it's like, all right, well, I experienced Katamari fucking Dharma Seed, and it is what it is. And speaking of indie games and nostalgia, actually fake retro nostalgia this time, I played a game called Dusk. What Dusk is like to early 3D shooters what like Braid or Limbo or something was to, you know, 2D platformers. Although, yeah, maybe that's isn't the best comparison, because fucking Dusk kind of goes like all in with like the retro shit. You know, it's not like fucking like, oh, we just kind of made like an update to it. It's like, no, they try to make it like legit, like fucking like, oh, this is a game that could have came out in like the late 90s or whatever, early 2000s. Like if you had never heard about it, and then somebody like showed it to you and told you it was like some obscure game that came out around the time of like Quake or something, there'd be like no reason that you wouldn't believe it. You know, I'd be like, oh, okay, Dusk, yeah, it came out in like fucking whatever, 2001 or some shit. The graphics are made up of like low polygon models that all have like, you know, pixelated textures, and the maps are fairly small, but you know, they're maze like where you know, you're trying to find like red, blue, and yellow keys and shit, and then you're finding the corresponding fucking color doors to open them up. So yeah, if you're like me, you're going to get all fucking lost and a little frustrated trying to navigate those levels. And you know, when you shoot monsters with shotguns up close, they turn into red pixelated mist and like meat chunks. Gibbing is what we fraggers like to call that. And yeah, I mean, there's a fucking definite like Lovecraftian horror vibe throughout the whole thing. Again, like Quake or something, or like Blood or whatever. So, so really, I mean, I get about as much enjoyment out of Dusk as I do every time I try to play like, you know, the original Quake or like Unreal or any other early 3D shooter, where it looks cool in its own kind of shitty way, you know what I mean? Deliberately, in this case, they try to make it fucking look like that. And like that, I should really enjoy playing it, I think, but for whatever reason, like those games, like never really like grabbed me the same way like old school like Doom or any of like the Doom clones did, like the 2D, like Duke Nukem or whatever, you know, all that shit, Dark Forces and all that. It's just it seems kind of like slow. Even though I always hear like other people talk about like this, like the Quake era of games, just being like fucking, it's like, oh dude, those, you know, the games were so fast back then. And I think it feels kind of like sluggish compared to like the 2D games. And I don't know, the atmosphere doesn't hit me quite as hard either for whatever reason. I mean, I find it kind of like difficult to be like, oh, you know, creeped out by like the environments and shit when, you know, there's like fucking like, oh, I know, a monster pops up and it's like a goofy fucking polygonal fucking reindeer with like, you know, a triangle head or some shit. It's like I can count every fucking pixel on the wall and shit. It's fucking like, I don't know, dude. Again, it wasn't my era of like fucking, I just wasn't into shooters really at that time. Again, it's kind of like one that skipped me, you know, a little bit. Like, it's really early 3D ones. I just think like the feel of it is slow, you know. It's like fucking every bullet in the game is a projectile, you know, which itself is fucking like a solid like fucking object, all the bullets and shit, which I understand from like a gameplay perspective, like, oh, people want that to be able to like see the bullets fucking coming and like, oh, I can dodge them or whatever, strafe around and all that shit. And now I've heard again, just people who like these types of games say like fucking like, oh, you know, the hit scan fucking weapon, you know, the hit scan weapons are fucking like cheap. So the saying goes, but I don't know, they're fucking supposed to be bullets coming at you. It's like some of it is like, yeah, you probably shouldn't be able to see fucking individual fucking pellets, like a polygonal fucking pellets coming at you. But again, it's the era of the game they were going for. So you do. I mean, that's how it is. Yeah, I think that makes the game feel fucking kind of slow. So no, it's all right. I mean, Dusk is all right. I mean, I've been playing. I've just been like, all right, I'll pop it in and play it for a little bit. I just like play a few episodes, you know, and just be having some fun, getting fucking lost as fuck in the levels, and then I get fucking frustrated, walk around in circles for a little bit. I start thinking about playing something else, and then I'm like, I don't know about this game. I'm like, I figure out where I'm supposed to go. I was like, fucking, like, all right, dude, I get it. Like, I understand, like, the level design here. And then the level just fucking ends, and it's fucking just like, all right, well, try the next one and fucking rinse and repeat, pretty much. And I'm also playing on a controller and playing it, and yeah, I know, but it's fucking like, oh, blasphemy, but It's simple gameplay. It should work fine with the controller. There's no reason why it wouldn't. And it does for the most part. I was like, yeah, this control's fine or whatever. But every now and then, like when you pick up like there's a power up that'll let you climb up walls. And they expect you to scale like these 90 degree fucking walls. And it's like, all right, well, I'm using like these hooks or whatever to climb the walls. And then they want you to turn around, like do a 180 and then jump on another platform. And the button they have to climb, it's like fucking like, I'm like, how do I use this thing? Look in the controller fucking mapping. And so I can, oh, the walk key. And then like the walk key on the controller is pressing in the right stick. I'm assuming that would be like control on the keyboard or something. So it's fucking like, all right, I'm pressing the fucking, the right stick, which is the same stick you fucking use to look. So yeah, this is fucking really awkward. I think this isn't that great. And they also didn't bother changing the on-screen control prompts to like the controller buttons either. So it's like, you know, I was like, oh, I hit like the use key or whatever. So you couldn't just like do like hit A or whatever. But I don't know. That's not that big of a deal, but it's just like certain things, like fucking, like, you know, I'll pick up. It's like, oh, you picked up grenades. I'm like, okay, well, how do I throw grenades? What's the grenade button? And I don't even know if there is one or if those are just used for grenades for like the grenade launcher weapon or what, or, you know, in the menus there are little fucking question marks next to some of the options and shit, where, you know, you're just looking through like, oh, here's like the difficulty levels, here's like the different options, and then like to the left of that option will be like a question mark. And I'm assuming that you could just, you know, if I'm a fan of like a keyboard and mouse, I could just click on the question mark and it would bring up more information about what that was or whatever. But you just like can't select it with a controller. Like it won't let you like fucking like hit the question marks. I mean, that's fucking weird. Just, yeah, it's like little things like that make it seem kind of like unpolished. You know what I mean? Unintentionally unpolished, not like fucking, oh, are you going for 90s where fucking, you know, just the controller support was fucking kind of broken, but maybe they were, I don't know. I'm guessing not. Dusk is one of those games too. It's like one of the ones that was in fucking early access forever for like whatever years, I think. So it was just like, there's really no excuse why it's fucking, you know, the controller support's that fucked up or whatever. But, you figure they would have figured that out by now. But, you know, again, if you're one of those people who has nostalgia for that, for the early 3D shooters, if you have more nostalgia than I have, I mean, it'd probably hit you harder, you know what I mean? You probably like it, I'm sure. Me playing it, I'm just like fucking, you know, it's like, ah, this is frustrating. Yeah, this is just as fucking frustrating now as these types of games kind of were back then. Only now, again, as I'm playing, I'm like, well, I could be playing like a million other shooters, or I could be just playing like one of the actual like classic ones from back then. Like that'd be more productive, I think, to put in my fucking gaming fucking repertoire to be like, oh, you know, I beat fucking the Quake series or something. It's like I'm playing this Dusk game, which again, it's okay, but it's also like fucking like the shooters like. The 3D shooters, I think it's especially like a horror themed shooter. I think it almost always gets better, or it got better as like the graphics got better, you know, because the shooter, there was a time too around then and a little bit later where it's fucking like, oh, everybody used to use like corridor shooters or whatever. The shooters in general was like the benchmark for graphics, you know. It's like that's what they would use to like push like the best looking graphics, and like that's pretty much not all they were, you know. It was obviously the fucking, the shooting was fun and shit, but it was fucking like the main thing is fucking like, oh, we're gonna make this look like nice and whatever. But some of those are still fun to play, but don't get me wrong, but it's just like, yeah, again, I'd rather play like an actual game from back then than fucking like Dusk, you know what I mean? Yeah, it's all right, it's just not quite my cup of tea. I mean, I consider myself a shooter guy, but it's okay. But hey, also, hey guys, use guys, if you remember when I was mentioning Microsoft buying Obsidian, and I was wondering, I'm like, god, you know, they bought like what, Obsidian and dude, I forget what the fuck the other one is, In Exile. I'm like fucking like, god, dude, I wonder if like those guys could pull off like a big budget Fallout style game, you know, and just not fucking Bethesda's Fallout, you know, like a type of game like that. Good fucking old school RPG. Well, yeah, one of the games that was announced at those game awards that I didn't watch was Obsidian's next game, The Outer Worlds. And I'm like fucking like, oh, I wonder what this is. Then I'm looking at like videos on YouTube and shit. And almost like every title of every like commentary video where people were talking about it, the title would be something like something to the effect of like, oh, you know, the Outer Worlds, you know, it's pretty much Fallout, or you know, it's fucking, oh, this is like Fallout meets Mass Effect, which sounds like a fucking dream game to me, but. Yeah, then I'm watching some of those videos. I'm watching the footage of it, and it does look like Fallout, but it kind of looks like copy and paste Bethesda like Fallout. You know what I mean? It's like post Fallout 3 Fallout, almost like a throwback to every RPG from 5 years ago. You know, where it's first person. You talk to somebody, the camera just locks on and like zooms into like the NPC's face, and you have dialogue options that you can pick from, and the protagonist is silent and shit. You're just like reading out the responses and clicking them, that's fine. I mean, that's a perfectly good style to do an RPG in, that's all right, but interesting, but you know, it isn't the fucking the Microsoft game that they're working on. You know, it must have been in development long before they were bought, because it looks like it's well underway. You know, it comes out next year sometime. It's coming out to all the platforms too, except Switch, of course. It doesn't look exactly fucking big budget. You know what I mean? It looks like a fucking, you know, B-tier game, which, yeah, once again, I'm fine with. It's just, it's almost like looks like it's a spiritual successor to fucking like New Vegas, which is kind of weird. I'll play it. You know, it looks interesting. It looks like an old BioWare game where you know, you're going fucking planet to planet, exploring and fucking fighting and like talking and shit. So, you know, like that type of, like Mass Effect again. It's fucking like, yeah, it looks cool. Sure. Keep an eye on that one, the Outer Worlds. Oh, and speaking of Switch again, we found out that Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3 actually is a Switch exclusive, and it's also being made by Team Ninja. So it's fucking like that's a curious fucking game, you know, that could end up fucking going wildly in like either direction. You know, it could be something like completely different from like the previous two fucking Ultimate Alliances, or it could be could go the more beat 'em up like actiony route, because you know it is from fucking Team Ninja, who made fucking Ninja Gaiden and fucking the Xbox One and fucking Dead or Alive and shit, where it's just all action and shit. So it could go that way. I mean, it might be good, or it just could be a complete fucking clusterfuck train wreck. I'm actually betting more towards the latter, just because, I mean, that seems more likely, but, whatever, you know, I've got my eye on it, just because I'm like such a fan of like the first Ultimate Alliance anyway. It's fucking like, well, I'll give it a shot. You know what I mean? And fucking, you know, I like Team Ninja for the most part. So it's like, see what happens, but not, exactly optimistic on that, but hey, who knows? Plus it's on Switch, so you know, it's fucking like, oh, that's not a good sign. And yeah, finally, keeping with the nostalgia theme for this week, Pathfinder Kingmaker, that's the game that really fucking grabbed my balls and fucking held tight this week. I had been looking for a good meaty fucking old school CRPG for a while, and that's exactly what fucking Pathfinder is. You know, if you remember Baldur's Gate and Icewind Dale and all those games, if you want a new one, you found the path to nostalgia once again. Yeah, I'm not really too familiar with like what Pathfinder is as like a, you know, like the roots of it, like as a pen and paper game. I mean, I had heard of it before as sort of like an alternative, supposedly like simpler rule set to like Dungeons and Dragons rules, but and I've played my share of Dungeons and Dragons fucking video games, and playing Pathfinder for the life of me, I couldn't fucking tell you how it's like any different than that. Like what was that fucking rule set? Like the 3.5 fucking D&D rule set that was really was popular back then. Like it seems like it's the fucking exact same thing. And if you're not familiar with that, it's complicated as fuck. Really, it is. It's pretty in depth. Fucking lots of shit. I mean, playing fucking Pathfinder, like I must have spent like, oh, I don't know, like at least 2 hours just in the character creation screen, and not like fucking like, oh, you know, like say that now is fucking like, oh, you just like sculpting your guy and like, you know, the appearance, like no, like the actual like core stats I was just fucking looking at and all the shit, like every race, every class, every spell that you can pick from, every skill, every attribute, everything you're looking at is just paragraphs and paragraphs of text just explaining what they are, and a lot of math, you know, dice rolls and shit, just, you know, really vague descriptions to go along with them. Which, again, it's exactly how I remember fucking that type of Dungeons & Dragons being back then, those games, too. You know, it's like, this spell here will dispel fucking fear effects, but not chaos effects. I was like, all right, well, I got to find them. I was like, what does that mean? What are the differences between them? And, you know, as long as the targeted creature makes a fucking saving throw against will and... But then you get like a plus one bonus per level of the caster. So it's like, now it's like, again, what's fear exactly? And it's like, how do I determine like saving throws again? And so I can like all this shit. I don't know. I'll have to figure that out, I guess. And then fucking like, and then you move on from all that shit. And it's like, oh, you know, there's like 300 other spells I have to look at, I guess. You know what I mean? I'll have to fucking, I don't know. I'm like, oh, I'm just going to make like a warrior, I guess. This is why I always fucking just did like the simple, stupid, like fucking sword and shield characters in these games. Just fucking, I don't want to fucking like commit this shit to memory or what the fuck, find out what all these fucking spells are and shit. I made a fucking half-orc barbarian named Pissy Beardstockings. And even that was fucking pretty complicated. Like, it wasn't easy. Like the abilities you can pick from, again, it's approximately like 1 million of them you can fucking choose from. And then it's fucking like, all right, so you're a barbarian, but do you want to like make like a hybrid class? And like, you know, what's your starting alignment? And what weapons and armor do you want to specialize in? And it's like, oh, what rage abilities do you want? And do you want to put points into arcane lore or world lore or religious lore or fucking athletics or mobility? It's fucking, it's like, dude, they don't simplify fucking like anything. It's just fucking like, Jesus, man, this is pretty, it's the real deal here. It is fucking classic, you know, it's fucking... You know, just let's turn a fucking tabletop RPG into a computer game, and here's your character sheet, like shit. You know what I mean? Like it's that's fucking that is like exactly what I was fucking looking for, and I think it's fucking awesome. Like I really fucking like it. Even though, again, it's fucking like I'm not, you know, it's like fucking I never really understood a lot of this shit as much as I try. It's just I'm not like, it's almost like you have to like study it, and I'm not really big into that. But it's fucking like, dude, I did have nostalgia for like, dude, I am confused. Like I was looking for like, I am confused what shit does, but I'm going to figure it out and just, you know, brute force my way through this shit. And that's what I did. And I think it's pretty fucking great. What you can do and what I did do, so I'm not fucking against, I'm not like studying and playing the game for the rest of my life, is you can turn on like auto leveling for all of your companions. So when they level up, you can just click on like, you know, one button, like level up, and fucking the computer does what it's gonna do, you know. That way, again, I don't have to fucking like study like the fucking you know, nitty gritty of each fucking class and shit. You know, learn the fucking ins and outs of every class. You know, it's a little more immersive, I would say. Like fucking, like, oh, I'm playing my main guy, and then like the you know, the NPCs are kind of doing their own thing. You know, even though you do have like full control over them, because it is like a party based fucking RPG with, you know, press the space bar to pause and shit, like that type of RPG again, like Baldur's Gate and all that. But the one thing that it did, I think they did modernize, or at least, polish up, because I think it needed to be polished up, is the combat AI, because, yeah, you know, as fucking painstaking as all the fucking character stats are to decipher, you can, you know, you can really just fucking, with the combat, you just kind of like, I'm just not going to touch anything. You just kind of let it autoplay, you know, it'll just kind of play itself out as it goes if you want. Yeah, it's not like the ideal way to do it. Like, you're not going to get the best results, but it's just fucking like, I can just kind of let the AI of, you know, the my fucking party AI versus the enemy computer AI just fucking, they'll just do automatically go at each other and shit. Like, that works. Like, it's fine. So it's not really that fucking complicated if you don't want it to be, the combat, you know, and then it's fucking like, yeah, it's kind of what I do. I'm like, oh, they'll let them fucking auto attack and do their own thing. And then it's fucking like, if it looks like it's going kind of, you know, if they start doing some stupid shit, you know, it's like fucking like, oh, well, then I'll hit the fucking pause, and I'm like, all right, well, let me take a look at what's going on here, like fucking what spells everybody has, and fucking like, all right, well, this is a buff, obviously. I'll start using some buffs if it's going poorly, and it's like, all right, well, if they're getting fucked up, like archers and shit, they're not going after, like, all right, well, let me click this guy, have him go after the archer, this guy, have him go after the mage, and fucking just go, you know. Then you're good, and if I just unpause it and just kind of let it play out again, it's pretty much how I've been doing it. So, you know, it's a fucking complicated system that runs in the background for a fairly simple gameplay, I think, which I think that's the goal of a good fucking RPG design, if you ask me. So again, I'm really liking fucking Pathfinder. It's cool as shit, I think. But that's like the combat. I mean, most of the time you're not fighting, you're just reading, you know, it's just lots and lots of reading. And again, I love that too. Again, it's fucking, I'm hit and miss on those fucking types of game. Again, games like fucking Planescape Torment, I'm like, I just don't like the way this is written. I don't fucking like the game and shit, but. And this is, I mean, really, fucking Pathfinder is like the most generic fantasy stuff you could fucking think of, where, you know, it's super fucking nerdy and every fucking person in place has this fucking long backstory to it, and you're gonna hear about it and fucking read all about it. And but again, whatever it is, for whatever reason, like, well, this would seem like generic. I mean, it is kind of just like generic fucking, again, Tolkien fucking D&D fantasy, but it's fucking, dude, it just touches me in all the right places, you know. The writing is good. That obviously helps. And you know, it's not trying to be like funny or like irrelevant or like subversive or anything. It's fucking, just fucking like, this is the fantasy. We're like, this is a fantasy world, and we're fucking taking it seriously and get on board with it or fuck off type of deal, which I just love it. And just like, dude, I'm fucking all on board for that. I'm all about the war between the fucking, the mites and the kobolds and the forest nymph coming to me in a dream to ask me for help. I'll fucking sit there and fucking read a novel's worth of text about 50 different fucking deities in the world and shit. Not a great streaming game. I'll give it that. No, I'm just like, dude, I'm just sitting here reading. Like, that's pretty much what I'm doing for like hours. And, but again, not probably not great to watch me streaming, but I don't know. That's never stopped me before. Most of what I fucking play isn't good, or just me watching me play in general is probably not the best experience to watch or listen to, but whatever. It's what stopped me now from making something good to listen to. Is it laziness or sleepiness or fucking Christmas? Because, yeah, next week is the Christmas show, so yeah, I've got to prepare for that. Wink, wink. I'm not going to do anything extra. So whatever, I mean, it's been a long week, is what I'm trying to say. So they're all long weeks now, which makes for, I don't know, shorter episodes, kind of. That's about right. Again, I could have gone on about fucking Pathfinder forever, but it's fucking like, I stayed up late fucking playing it and shit, and just fucking like, oh, I don't know, I'm going to bed. And as always, next week, I'm sure there'll be fucking plenty more Pathfinder in the future. You'll be fucking sick of it very soon, I can guarantee you that. But until then, I mean, you know the fucking things, you know, fucking gruntfreepress.com, podcast@gruntfreepress.com is the email address. I'm me. I don't know. Bye. End episode.
Out there in the cold, getting lonely, getting old, can you feel me? Hey you, standing in the aisles with itchy feet and fainting smiles. Can you feel me? Hey you, don't help them to bury the light. Don't give in without a fight. There on your own, sitting naked by the phone, would you touch me? Hey you, with your ear against the wall, waiting for someone to call out, would you touch me? Hey you, would you help me to carry the stone? Your heart, I'm coming home. It was